Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit lifevac.net. And enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find name brands for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit at Ross.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops. I mean, every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with the savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So, what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
This is the Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Bob Guinea here with Trista Sutter. Welcome to Almost Famous, the OGs. And we are back in your living room, your car, or your ear hole, wherever you may be.
Your ear hole.
Speaking of wherever we may be, Trista, it's a different setting for you. It looks like you're in some plush, luxurious hotel. Fantasy suite of sorts. Look at you.
Oh, yes, a fantasy suite. I can't tell you the details just yet, but I'm in LA for just a couple days. Real quick trip. Away from the fam, away from the home, and I'll fill you in later.
All right. Are you there doing anything with anyone we may know? That's all I would like to ask. Is there anyone
yes.
we may know?
So okay. Ashley I invited me to come to LA for an event that she's hosting. So
very
I'm really
cool.
excited to be able to see her and a few other people that everyone may know.
These beautiful networking friendships that come as a result of handing out flowers. Who knew?
That's right. Hey, and speaking of friendships made as a result of handing out flowers, guess who I got to see last night? I was like, who can have dinner with me? Who can have dinner with me? And Lisa Levinson, I got to sit next to last night and have drinks with. Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh my gosh, one of our executive producers from back in the day. She's an OG.
That's right.
She's a true OG.
She is an OG. She was there from the beginning, like creating the show and had her hand in everything. I honestly owe her and Fleiss and all the EPs so much. I feel like they really were looking out for me, her especially. So, you know, I always say that the producers, they want a happy ending because it validates the show, because, you know, people want to see a happy ending. I think a lot of people assume that they just want the drama, but I know at least when it was my season, they wanted a happy ending. They wanted to do everything possible for me to find my happy ending. So
yeah, I think they needed it
anyway.
You know, I think that the franchise, the franchise needed it. And so it was one of those things that would validate the show. And I mean, you know, you probably gave them an extra 10 seasons just from rejecting my affections and turning your head, Ryan Sutter,
God Muffin. Because the fact that I rejected your affections made you the Bachelor. So that just continued the franchise even longer.
Excellent point, Trista. Excellent point. So if you're just tuning into our show, you'll know that a couple weeks ago, we started this little fun project where we're kind of filling in for Ben and Ashley. And we went through Trista's season with a fine-tooth comb. And then last week, we went through mine.
Just the first episode, though,
Yeah, just first episode.
And I have to say that, sorry, I'm interrupting you, but I have to say that the episode about my season, it says my men tell all, but we definitely didn't go there. So if you're listening to, if you go back and listen to that episode, it wasn't my men tell all, it was my first episode. And maybe we'll get to the men tell all episodes, because that could be fun. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry,
well, yes, no problem. And then it was the hot seat. I felt like I was on the hot seat last week, especially considering the fact that we had my runner-up on the show, Kelly Jo, who joined us. If you were only able to listen and you didn't get to see the clips we posted, she was in the stylist chair getting her hair did. With the foils in there. And then Julie Smith joined us, who was also on my season. And we've had a great friendship that's grown out of the Kentucky Derby that started with The Bachelor, of course. But, you know, we had kicked around a couple ideas. And one of the things we threw out there last week was to put out some questions to our listeners, the people that have been listening in for us. And I've been getting a ton of awesome feedback on the show, by the way. So that's been really nice. There were some great questions that came along. A couple that I think we probably would already know the answer to, right? Like, for example, I think, did they give, this was something that I thought, I was making fun of you in the first week saying that, you know, Trista, as you can see, she's already got a stylist in the glam squad there in the hotel. Just,
I mean,
you know.
I did.
Yes.
I will back up. I did have a stylist, but she wasn't Carrie Fettman. Like, you were like, did you have Carrie Fettman? I did, but she wasn't Carrie Fettman. And she was great. But I pretty much had chosen, there's a really long story. I don't know if you want to hear it. But I had pretty much gone shopping for all of my stuff. I set up this thing at Saks and got all of the clothing. So I had a stylist kind of helping me organize which days I would wear which outfits.
Sure.
But it was not Carrie Fettman who was going after the, you know, the big brands and asking them, you know, if I could wear their beautiful gowns.
So, Carrie definitely brought a different. Carrie Fettman came on, I believe, right after your season. I'm not sure if he was with Andrew or Aaron, but I know he was on my season. Stylist came in. All of a sudden, you know, the fashion level went through the roof, right? Because Carrie's pretty great at that stuff. And I remember he got me a tuxedo to wear to the Emmys. Which was really cool.
He did. Awesome.
Yeah. So I had a tuxedo to wear, which I thought was pretty awesome. You know, unfortunately, I don't even think I can fit my thigh in it now. But back in the time, back in the day, it fit me like a glove. Now it's like trying to, you know, wear my kid's glove. But but yeah, we got some questions and a couple of them are pretty specific. And one of them I thought that was pretty interesting, you know, and I think, you know, we both know the answer to this one. Do you think your life would be different after the show, if social media was around when we were the leads of the show? And I definitely think that we've said it a lot, that the show would be very different and our lives would be very different because we didn't have to deal with that. So I can say this honestly. I was lucky. I was on the beginning of when social media kind of started. Or I shouldn't even say the beginning. It was more like basically there was chat rooms that were pretty prevalent during the time of me being on The Bachelor. And man, it was brutal. Like I literally had no idea how to even access the chat rooms. So I just had the luxury of people bringing it up to me when they would meet me and tell me, oh yeah, you know, I was reading on the chat boards that, you know, you have an Ogilvy home perm. I'm like, what? So, you know, it was never nice stuff. Never nice stuff. I'm like, no, this is all natural, sister. But, you know, how about you? Do you think things would have been a whole lot different with, I'm sure, with, you know, social media and stuff, especially with you being the first woman doing the show?
Oh, for sure. People, I don't think would have been, well, okay. So I'll say that during my season, there were message boards. You know, you talked about the chat rooms. There were message boards, and I have a little bit of technological savviness in me, and I did look at all of those, and they were not fun to look at.
No.
So I feel like the level of the message boards is maybe down here, but Instagram and Facebook, everything would have been way higher and way
meaner,
more intrusive, way meaner.
Yeah.
So I definitely think things would have affected me in a negative way because I'm very sensitive.
Yeah.
And even though, you know, going through this process, you have to have a thicker skin. You just have to, or you will not survive it because people come out of the woodwork just criticizing everything about you. I mean, I was criticized for the way I walked, the way I talked, my baby talk. Oh God. I mean, to this day, if I do a story or something and I'm you know, when you're talking to your kid, your babies or your dog, you know, which I always talk baby talk to my dog. Oh, look at Sophie Bear, you know, or whatever. I'm like, oh, I can't sound like I can't use my baby talk voice because people will criticize me because that's what they did back then. So you have to have a thick skin, but I think it's really, really difficult being in that position. And it would have been really hard for me.
I would hear like five nice things and they would just be like, you know, not that they were wasted on me, but it would just be like, then I hear one mean thing and man, it would stick with me for like a week, you know? And it was brutal. So I could only imagine with social media being the way it is now and someone going through there in a microscope, you know?
I mean, so, I don't think that, you know, the question that we got was, do you think that you would your life would be the same? Do you think your life would be different after the show if social media was around when you were the lead? I don't think my life would have been different because I do think that Ryan and I had a very strong bond and worked on it after the show regardless. But I do think it would have been way harder.
Yeah, agreed. No doubt about it.
You know.
I think that was a great question, too. Another question I saw in here that I thought was really topical and relevant was for me specifically. It says, Bob, has your wife ever watched your season? And what does she think of it? So the answer to that is no. She's never gotten to see my season, allegedly. Now, her mom.
Allegedly. Really?
Yeah, her mom was a big fan of your season and my season. And but Canyon, Jessica was in her senior year in high school / freshman year in college. So she was like, you know, well, you know, I may have watched Trista's season, but no offense, you're too old for me. I would have, you know, I'm like, too old for you. We're married. She's like, well, then, you know. So, but she found out the other day, I told her that I watched the first episode the other night and that I couldn't stand my voice, my hair, and half the things that came out of my mouth. And she's like, wait a minute. Because, you know, it's been difficult to find. She's like, hold on. Wait, you were able to watch it? I want to watch it. I'm like, are you sure? Because you've only seen the only episode she's ever gotten to see was on TiVo. My brother-in-law had TiVo'd the whole season thinking that cutting edge technology would still be around. And clearly it isn't.
Right.
He plugged it into his TV. It was kind of in black and white, which sort of helps her joke because she likes to say those kind of things. And it was basically like where I was the kissing bandit in this one particular episode. And every time she turned around, I'm like making out with somebody. She was just like, okay, I've seen enough.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. So,
so
it should be interesting.
What did
she
say?
I told her, I'm like, okay, we're going to watch it. We have, you know, when we moved back to Michigan, we redid our basement. We have a movie room in our basement. So I'm going to stream it to the movie screen so she can actually watch it in, you know, big screen magic. So we'll see how that goes.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy, ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
As every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once. It's tough for even the most watchful mom and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing. Duracell understands that. That's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power many important things around people's homes, including things that young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, but they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening. Because they believe that their product should provide more than just power, they should also provide peace of mind. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
All right. Have you ever been to the Bachelor Mansion that they use today? Short answer, no. I've been past it. I've actually ridden past it and was invited to it probably 3 or 4 times, but I have not been able to go to it as of yet. And Trista, I know you have been.
I have. I went, the first time I went was for an event that Sean and I were handing out roses to the media, and we invited the media to come in and see. And I think at that point in time, it was the first time that the media had been invited inside. So that was kind of exciting. And then the second, I believe, I don't think I've been more than 2 times. The second time was for the Bachelorette reunion that we taped. I think it was 2 years ago now, maybe 3. And that was so much fun. I mean, I think the one of the, obviously, the thing that I most am grateful for because of this experience is my husband and the life that we've created.
Yeah.
But the second thing that I'm most grateful for is the friendships and to be able to meet all of these women that all share one, you know, this really rare thing in common. Yeah. To be able to, you know, be the lead on this show that has been around for, you know, almost 20 years, but it's really part of pop culture. And yeah. I'm just grateful for that. So it was really, really fun. And my daughter was there because it was spring break. And we had honestly, timing worked out. We had planned to go to LA for spring break. So I brought her along and she got to meet all the girls, and at least until that point. So it was, who was the last one? Hannah wasn't there. I think it was probably, I don't know.
Was it Rachel?
Rachel. It was, yeah. Rachel. So Rachel.
I thought so. I remember the photos, yeah, from that. I remember the pictures from that. And it looked like it was just a ton of fun. I mean, I would love if they did something like that for the guys too. I would love that. But yeah. But I also understand that it's actually probably a lot more fun to see all the girls together than it would be to see all the guys together necessarily.
Oh, I don't know. I would love to see I would love for all of us to get together. I wish they would do, because the 25th anniversary, I feel like that would be a big one if it's still around. Yeah. I really wish, maybe I'll even write Fleiss and be like, dude, come on, get on party planning. Let's put something together and invite everybody. Like anyone.
Especially for the
25th.
You're right, because that's like the silver, you know, the silver anniversary of sorts, right? That's what that is. And I think that'd be pretty cool to do. I mean, yeah, I agree with you. I think that'd be awesome. I think it'd be a ton of fun. And you and I have talked about a couple of these questions that popped up on here. One, do your kids know what the show is and how does the show work? Mm. You know, I know for you that they do. For me, my kids are 3 and 9 months old. So, yeah I talk about it daily. You might be surprised.
Well, of course. Why wouldn't you?
This is a good one. So did you, do you still have the same wedding ring, that the same engagement ring that Ryan proposed on the show to you with? Or do you have another ring?
I have it in my safe.
Yeah.
So on the show at that point in time, Neil Lane was not working with the show. So I received a Harry Winston ring.
Yep, same.
And right.
Yeah.
I think they had kind of like a deal with them at that point. And so it was like an emerald cut, and then two like side diamonds. I don't know what you call it. So
like
that,
baguettes.
Baguettes.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm well schooled in the diamond world.
Thank
don't ask
you,
me why.
Bob Kitty. So I love diamonds. I just don't know a lot about them. So anyway, that's in my safe that I'm saving for maybe one of the kids to use in some way. I don't know. Yeah. Do something with it later, because when we celebrated our 10th wedding anniversary, we did a vow renewal on the show, actually.
Yeah.
We wanted to do something kind of more our style. And so we had a vow renewal up in Beaver Creek with, you know, just a small group of people. And that at that point in time, Neil Lane was part of the picture, and Ryan got me a Neil Lane I don't have it on today, but I got a Neil Lane ring at that point in time. And this ring is my Tacori ring that was I actually got two wedding bands from them. And I wear this one every day. I mean,
that's pretty.
It's on all the time. Thank you.
Yeah. Canyon has something like that, like a eternity band. And she has a couple of those and, you know, same. I mean, she wasn't obviously the person I gave the ring to. I do remember I gave the ring to Estella, which was also a Harry Winston ring, and she ended up selling it. And I remember
she did. After?
Oh yeah, after.
I mean,
yeah,
obviously.
This became the from what I learned later, it became the guinea rule that they had to stay together a certain period of time, or they had to give the ring back. That's a little gossip for you that I heard years later.
That's
because,
a little behind the scenes dish.
Because she was able to sell that thing and make some jack.
I would say.
Oh my God! Could you imagine? I mean, those rings.
Do you know how much she made?
I thought I remember reading somewhere that it was like 75,000 or something like that.
Whoa,
that could be totally wrong.
That's
nuts. Could be totally wrong. Yeah, but
oh my God!
I thought I remembered reading that somewhere, and I was like, well, That's nice. Good for her. You know, I mean, I don't even get I get no 10%. Come on. just kidding. Just kidding, everyone. Okay. So another question that I thought was on there that was really interesting. Do you think you would still, now I know the answers to our questions because you and I are similar in this regard. Do you still think you would go on the show in today's world with all the changes within the franchise? I would imagine your answer is probably similar to mine. I love the way my life has worked out. Obviously the answer would be yes, because you know, if this led me to that. But given the landscape of the world we live in today, I feel like it would be a lot different show than when you and I did it. You know, and we've lived through the aftermath of the show in today's world, but we haven't been the lead of the show in today's world. And I wonder to myself, like I definitely say that yes, I would do it because it would lead me to the life I have today. But I wonder if I would really think a little more long and hard about it, given how it, I mean, it's totally different, right? I mean, when we went on the show, we didn't come off of there selling tooth whitening kits. We didn't even, you know, I mean, it was one of those things, like people have turned this into an industry almost. And I think peripherally you and I have been a part of that, but not that the way that, you know, some people are today. I mean, so Ryan aside, you know, finding your love match and having the life that you guys have had for almost 20 years, do you think if you were, you know, you were the Trista Wren that was, you know, on the show 20 years ago and they came to you today and said, hey, we want you to do this. Do you think you'd do it?
I definitely would, you know, and it kind of also ties into whether or not the question, I think we got a question about, would you have your kids do the show? And it ties in a little bit to that in that. For me, I feel like I would be a hypocrite if I said that I wouldn't do the show because of how the changes and how it's evolved, because I ultimately met the man of my dreams and, you know, we created a successful life. So I know you said Ryan aside, but I really can't put that aside because he is the whole reason I did the show and we have made it work. So. Yeah. Because love was my end game, you know, I wanted to find love. That was my goal. That was my biggest dream, that I wanted to meet someone and fall in love and create a successful life together. I couldn't say no to the possibility of doing it again if the past wasn't the past and I was asked now. Also, I feel like in the same regard, I couldn't tell my kids that they can't do the show because that's how I met their dad. Now, I would give them lots of coaching and tell them kind of what I know, what I know of how producers ask questions and, you know, like making sure that you are very conscious about what you're saying and who you're saying it to and always being kind and, you know, thinking about. Because I've always said, they cannot put words in your mouth. What they can do is take the words and mix them up a little bit, but they cannot put words in your mouth. So if you never say something, they can't use it. So never be sarcastic, you know, because always sarcasm can bite you in the butt if you say it and it's taken out of context and shown on the show for under something else, not with your face, like they just use your audio.
Right, right.
So I think that there would be a lot of coaching. I couldn't say that I would want them to do it, but in the same regard, like I said, I couldn't be a hypocrite and say, no, you can't do it because I did it.
Exactly. No, yeah, I mean, that's same for me. Like, I mean, I think if my, you know, because you gave me a lot of that same advice. I came to you before I did the show and, you know, you gave me a lot of that same advice, which I think is very sound advice. And over the years, oddly enough, I've been reached out to quite a bit over the years when someone's Yeah. But, you know, more often than not, it's been by women who I know through friends. Yeah. Like I'll know them through friends and stuff and they'll reach out and they'll be like one of the contestants going on The Bachelor that season. Or it'll be like a guy who's one of the guys going on The Bachelorette that season. And not as much by the leads, actually, as it has been, although that's happened once or twice, but it's mostly been by people who come on the show. And I've often said, I've given the pretty much exact same advice that you just gave, you know, which was basically, you know, don't allow yourself to get so swept up in things that you get manipulated to be shown as something that you're not. If you're kind, be kind, because the camera sees that. And it's like, you know, even if you make bad decisions, you're still a kind person. They can't take that away from you. And, you know, at the end of the day, like for me, especially, I'm always a jokester and making, you know, wisecracks and stuff of that nature, mostly against myself. But, you know, I was very mindful of that, you know, during the season of The Bachelor. I didn't want to say something. Like, I remember this girl, Jenny Hartgrove, who was on my season, who I've kept in touch with over the years, also via like social media and stuff. And she was awesome. You know, she's married, got a couple of beautiful kids. Actually, she's dating again. She's divorced. Okay. But she brought a harmonica onto my season of the show. And she would just, she's from Texas, you know, she'd have a cowgirl hat on and she'd just be like, meow, playing the harmonica randomly. and I remember it was so different and funny that I loved it. So we'd be like doing something ridiculous. I'd be like, Jenny, give me a tune. And she'd be like, meow, you know, just all of a sudden started playing. And I remember, like, I told her, I'll never forget. I said to her, like, during the season, I was like, hey, just FYI, I love it when you do that. And I think that you're really good at it. I hope you don't think I'm making fun of you. I'm enjoying it and it's so different and it's just lighthearted. Right. And I really think it's, you know, it's making me comfortable to have someone to play off of and have some fun with. So I hope, and she was adorable. You know, she was super nice about it. And, you know, but I remember thinking, oh my God, I laid in bed awake one night going, I need to let her know that I'm not making fun of her. Like she needs to know where it's coming from. Cause I was concerned, you know, I was really concerned about it. And, you know, that's the stuff that people at home don't know. Right. So that could have been twisted a million ways. Thankfully the producers were very kind to me. You know, they definitely, you know, didn't use me against myself in those circumstances, which was, you know, I'm sure it would have been easy to do.
And I think they can. Well, I think they can for sure. And that also goes into, like, I think there was a question about, did you give anyone advice? And same for me. I feel like now, even though you and I, well, I mean, your relationship obviously didn't work out. But for me, like we've been the longest relationship. And I really think it's interesting that they have, it's all about who is the person of the times, like go on social media, see who's got the most following and they'll have that person give the people advice.
Oh yeah.
When I'm like, okay, so I guess an almost 20 year relationship doesn't warrant doesn't warrant giving advice. So I used to get asked for advice with the leads who were coming up, you know, who were going to be taping. But now it's like, even if I get like, I'll usually DM everybody who goes on the show and say, congratulations, good luck. If you ever need to talk, I'm here.
Yeah, that's nice.
And, you know, some of them don't even respond. So I'm like, awesome. Thanks. Good luck.
They're like, I've already, sorry, I have a root beer commercial to do on my Instagram, lady.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. No, I think, you know, I get it. I'm the old fogey. Lisa, last night, Lisa and I were talking about how we're dinosaurs. And we are. I always use that term. I feel like.
Me too.
We are just. In relative terms, we are dinosaurs when it comes to the franchise. So it's all good. I still am happy to give advice, but I feel like the producers, you know, obviously just want the people who they feel like are going to get the most viewers to watch. And that is the people with the biggest following. I mean, to be quite honest, that's, I feel like, how it's going to go down all the time from here until the end of the show.
Yeah, I agree.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley, and we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
As every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once. It's tough for even the most watchful mom and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing. Duracell understands that. That's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power many important things around people's homes, including things that young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, but they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening. Because they believe that their product should provide more than just power, they should also provide peace of mind. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Okay, here's another good one that I thought was interesting. This question, what we got from one of our listeners actually is one question, but I want to twist it a touch. So Okay. Their question was, you know, do you ever look at the dates they go on now and how glamorous and amazing they are and wish that that during your season? Which we can answer that too. But I also want to ask, because I have something specific I need to talk about, which is
okay. So
funny. What was the, you know, the biggest train wreck date that you had? So, you know, it's two parts, right? So the first part is the glamour and the glitz and the wonderment. And the second part would be, you know, did anything go sideways that no one ever got to see at home that was bananas?
Yeah.
So you start.
Yeah. All right. So glamour, I mean, please. I'm a girly girl. I love my glam. I would love to have had more glamorous dates. But even more than that, I would love to have traveled. And I've said this since my show ended and they started, you know, upping the budget and planning for international travel. I mean, that was one of the reasons that I signed up for the show. No joke.
Well, night one, so, they'll be like, they get to 15 people and they're like, we're going to the Netherlands. It's like, what? I went to Jackson Hole, Wyoming on an exotic date, you know?
Right. Right. Same. So, and they had two seasons. I think one was in Paris with Travis Stork, I believe. And then wasn't one in Italy or
with Prince
London
Lorenzo Borghese.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So, you know, please, I love travel. I am obsessed with travel. I would have loved that type of glamour. Yeah. And are you kidding? To be in gowns like they are now, like I'm a girly girl. I would have loved all of that. So, sure. Yes. Train wreck date. So I know that you probably could have answered this for me, but what people didn't see, I don't believe they showed this to people, the backstory.
And
you know, when you're the lead, they go through like what kind of dates you would like to go on. I'm sure they still do it. What kind of dates you'd like to go on, what your interests are, what you're scared of, because you know they're going to get you to do something that you're scared of. Things like that. So they do kind of like a questionnaire, or the producers just have a conversation with you and then they plan dates accordingly. So I don't know that this ever came up, but my cousin was 21 and he raced go-karts and he actually got in a very bad accident and passed away because of this accident. And they planned a go-karting date. And so I get there and I was like, wait, what? We're go-karting? Do you people not listen to me? Like, my cousin passed away. I know I had talked about it. So I don't know if they did it because they thought it would bring drama or thought it would like connect me to the guys. But I was like, just getting to the go-kart place, I think I had to separate myself. I think I did like, welcome, we're here. And then I just broke down and was in tears.
I remember that. I was actually on that date. I remember it well. I remember we're all like geared up in these like race car uniforms and you were really upset. And I remember thinking, you know, what is going on? Because obviously we didn't know. And then when we did find out, we're like, well, why are we even here? Let's just go do something else. You know, I remember that.
But then that rallied me. Like, I was like, you know what? I don't want this to affect the date. Let's just have fun with it. And it helped me kind of get past that trauma. But at the same time, I was like, really? Did you plan this on purpose?
Yeah.
Or I have to choose to believe that they didn't plan it on purpose.
Yeah,
and they just,
me too.
You know.
I mean, because they loved you. So I can't imagine that they would want to put you, you know, in a situation like that. And I do remember. I mean, well, I don't remember, I should say. I don't remember if they ever showed the drama portion of that on the season.
I don't think they did.
Yeah.
No.
So I guess technically then I was a part of two train wreck dates because I was on that one and then one from my own season. But I'll answer the first part. So yeah, you know, I would have loved, I got to go to Belize on one of my exotic dates, Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And then Kelly, Joe, and I went to the top of a glacier in Alaska. So those were pretty cool. Belize was with Estella. That was amazing. And then Jackson Hole, Wyoming was with Mary. And that was really beautiful too, even though, you know, they were all kind of really domestic, except the Belize thing. That was really kind of fun. But I would have loved to, you know, especially when we were on Trista's season, it would have been so great for all 15 of us to get to take off and, you know, head to, you know, Thailand or something like they do now.
Totally.
That'd have been amazing.
Yeah.
But train wreck dates, I'll never forget this because it started off, it was with Meredith, who later became the Bachelorette. It started off with me finding out that her grandma had passed away. And I was super close with my grandparents. And so I was just like, Meredith,
like
you should
passed
go.
Away during filming.
During
right?
filming. Yeah. Like they came, the producers come out to the car. I'm like getting ready to come into the date. And they're like, hey, Bob, FYI, Meredith's grandmother passed away. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh. So she's going home. Right. And they're like, no, she has decided to stay. And I'm like, what? I'm like, guys, I'll be honest. If my grandmother passed away, I would leave the show right now. And I'm like, she should do the same, you know? So I remember she and I had a moment where we talked and I don't even know. I don't recall. Cause like I said, I mean, I was never able to really watch the season where I was able to like sit down and really absorb it. I can't remember if that was covered too much in the episode, but on that date, I remember saying to her, like, listen, you don't have to go through with this, because she was the person who was going to have the one-on-one date for that episode. So I'm like, you don't have to go through with this. We can just go sit in a restaurant and talk if you want. You know, I'm so sorry. Yeah. You know, are you sure you don't want to go home? Like, I was really trying to encourage her, frankly, to go home and see her family. But we ended up doing that when we did the hometown dates, which was like two episodes later. So But anyway, we go on this date and I mean, so I'm trying to be sensitive to the circumstances, you know, and
yes.
We take this car, this limo, this Dutch limo down to Seal Beach in California there.
Okay.
And we get to Seal Beach and I'm like, oh, we're at a beach, you know, and I'm thinking of the beach date that we were on. I'm like, oh, I bet you they're going to have something buried in the sand, you know, so I'm like already kind of thinking about it. They haven't really prepped me yet because I think this kind of was, I don't know exactly where this episode was going, but it was kind of at this point almost felt like we were spitballing things. So we go out to the beach and they have a couple horses waiting for us. Okay. So we're supposed to kick our shoes off, frolic around the beach with our jeans and such. And it's hot. It's hot as hell out
frolic.
There. Yeah, I'm frolicking go frolic. About. Go. Why don't you guys go frolic and cavort and then mount this steed and ride down the beach. I'm like, oh, okay. So I've got on jeans and, like a long sleeve shirt with the sleeves rolled up. And I can't remember what she's got on, but something similar. And, you know, we're in, clearly they knew we were going to be horseback riding. So we both get on the horses and we're like, you know, galloping down the beach. And I'm not a particularly good horse rider. I haven't got a ton of experience cowboying. Since watching Yellowstone, I think now I'd be badass on a horse. But then, so anyway, you know, I'm riding down the beach and I'm trying to make conversation, you know, because obviously quiet is not good television. They would always tell us, right? So I'm like, you know,
no,
I'm like
always,
turning to talk to her and she's on the horse and she's like, I'm like, I go, hey, is everything okay? And she's like, ah, you know, I mean, you could tell she's having an allergic reaction. And she's like, I don't know. I maybe I'm allergic to horses, you know? And let me just preface this. I'm not 100% sure that this is how this story goes, but this is how I remember it. It's 20 years, so cut me some slack if I'm wrong. But anyway, I'm like, you know, so I'm like galloping and she's like, ah, shit. And I go, oh my gosh. You know, and I said, hey, are you all right? And she's like, I'm allergic to horses. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, heck, you know, shucks.
She knew before?
No, she's like, I think I might be. I think I might be. But obviously this wasn't on the questionnaire that they had given her, you know, pre-show.
Right.
So we ride over to this, you know, we stay on the horses, we ride down to where this, and they want us to go in the water and such, you know, like the horses do. So we get down to like this glamorous sand castle that I had prepped ahead of time, that I constructed.
Amazing.
Out of, yes, because I just had some spare time, seashells and sand and other things. And so we go up and we're hanging out at the sand shack that I had prepared for us. And there's a smoldering, you know, the big leaves over the hole. And I'm like, oh, I prepared us a snack. And I pull out a basket of shellfish as we Amazing. Would do.
Oh, like, no. She's allergic to shellfish. She's
like, I'm allergic to shellfish.
Oh, no.
I literally go, seriously? Like, anybody... ask this poor lady. I'm like, she's having basically anaphylactic shock on our date. Her grandmother just passed. For God's sake, people.
Oh, no.
That's how
they need
I remember.
To start carrying EpiPens. EpiPens for everybody. Oh my gosh, that is horrible.
That's how I remember it anyway. Maybe that's not exactly how it went down. But I will tell you that as memory serves, I remember thinking to myself like, oh my God, this has got to be, like, I feel so bad right now that I, you know, now granted, I mean, granted,
it took her mind off of things,
but I'm like, oh, so yeah.
It took her mind off of things because she was too itchy and
she's
was
scratching,
like,
Benadryl,
I'm miserable.
You know, just like my allergic reaction when we were in, I told you that, I know, but when we were in Alaska and I had eaten, you know, had some vodka and Alaskan king crab legs and I wake up to getting like Benadryl lotion rubbed all over me because I had an allergic reaction. Similar, you know, similar thing. So I'm sure they do something for that nowadays, but back then, yeah, pretty crazy.
I want to go back and watch that episode and see what they actually aired, you know? And I want to go back to the go-kart episode and see what they actually aired.
Yeah.
Like, what people saw compared to what actually happened.
Oh, my God. The behind-the-scenes
is
just priceless. I mean, it's...
That is priceless. oh, no. I feel so bad for her, but that's funny. That's funny. Thanks for sharing. Oh my God.
Yeah, hey,
well,
you
too. Hey, I have to say thank you to everybody who sent in questions. I think continue to do that because who knows if one of your questions is something that will guide us into an entire episode, you know, down the road. I really would still like to bring, I heard from, I have to, I know we're wrapping up, but
yeah.
I was posting on my stories, you know, about the previous episodes on my way to LA. I was like, okay, now I have some time to sit down and actually post on my stories about the episodes and share with people. And Ashley Edens wrote me back.
She wrote me a DM
and she was like, I was there. I'm like, yes, you were. And actually you were in one of the episodes, either my first episode or your first episode. I couldn't remember which, but I remember seeing her in one of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, would you want to come on and chat with us? Because I just, I love what she's been able to do. She became the EP or exec producer for Dancing with the Stars. And I believe she works with Derek and Julianne Hough. But I love, you know, I would love to talk to some producers and see how they started and where they ended up, like where their journeys took them in kind of TV land, if you will.
Well, if you run into Levy again while you're out in LA, you know, tell her. We'll bring on the OG trifecta. Grab her, Carbone, and Sally Ann, and have a good old run.
I literally asked her if she still talks to Sally Ann, and she said, I mean, that's another great story too. We'll save it because we need to talk to the producers. So
that's right. We need content.
Maybe we'll do something like that. We need content. So send us content ideas because we'd love to hear from you.
Well, as always, great talking with you, Trista, and hopefully everybody enjoyed listening to our fun little banter. It's so easy to come on the show and just talk to you. I love it. So fun.
So easy, so fun. I'm very grateful. Thank you to everybody involved. Thank you, Ashley and Ben, and we'll see you next week. Or maybe you won't see us. We'll chat at you next week.
We'll chat at you. We'll chat at you next time. Have a great week, everybody.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code Almost Famous. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find name brands for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit at Ross.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops. I mean, every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with the savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So, what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.